This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. That sounded different. Mac, did that sound different? Mac. Well, no matter. We're just going to press on. That sounded different to me. There was something. Something wasn't right. We'll figure that part out.
Of live radio.
It is. It is. I think something is plugged in the wrong place. That's beside the point. I don't care. Joining us now from, he's going to be coming in my direction in a few days, and that would be writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be with you again. We get to meet face-to-face again in just a few days.
Yep. Get to meet. I think me, you, and John are staying at the same hotel.
Right.
And then we get to go shoot about 800 rounds looking through optics.
Indeed, we do. We get to figure out what it means to be an old guy trying to keep up with these young kids by using a red dot sight.
Fisher knows
about that.
Yes. Well, I mean, I've had a lot of people point out nobody should have a red dot sight and put that on a carry gun.
Who said that?
More than one person has told me that, and I'm like, what if I can't see the sights when I'm pulling that trigger there, you young whippersnapper, yeah?
Wow. One thing I really like about a red dot is it's really an advantage when you want to hit small targets at a distance. Up close, you don't need sights. Intermediate, the red dot is slightly harder to find.
Right.
But as the distance reaches out, that red dot really comes into its own. 15 feet and beyond, my groups are much better with that red dot.
Yeah. So I'm going to take it. I've got red dots now on two guns. I suspect, John, how many guns does John have with optics on them? 10?
I'm not sure. And, what's the classic answer? Not quite enough. I always need one more.
It'd be interesting to look in John's gun safe. I'm sure that he has he's a big SIG guy. Do we know what he's bringing?
He's got several. I think a SIG that he's very comfortable with. I think he'll bring a Glock for backup.
Yeah, John likes him some SIGs.
I did see your YouTube video of your two firearms.
Okay.
With Roger Ward of Ace Firearms. I like that.
Yeah. Roger, Roger, with the CZ, I just wanted something to set it a little bit apart. So I've got a nice little digital camo coating that he put on there. And, I mean, he put it on there like in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just that fast. So good stuff. Plus, we got to go shoot it in the back of the bank. He's got this big clay bank. Everybody's like, what range was that? Why couldn't we see the target? There were no targets. I was shooting a hill. Just shooting a hill. A close hill. You want to make sure everything functioned and everything after the coating and everything else, which I don't know if that's a thing or not, but apparently Roger is more comfortable. And what you did not see, Roger is building for me a Grizzly gun.
Oh, okay. That's right.
And the Grizzly gun is going to be a Poly 80 lowered 10 millimeter.
Wow.
Except Roger carries a 10 millimeter every day, and he does not consider that to be a Grizzly gun. So he's gotten these two big Smith & Wesson 460s. And I'm almost certain that if you couldn't shoot the bear with it, you could beat him to death with it. They are gigantic handguns. They are gigantic weapons. But we haven't shot those yet, but we're going to. Me and him, he and I, sounds like, he and I are going to go out and shoot and just film it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So. A few things happening today. I noticed that the 2018 FBI Uniform Crime Report came out.
I saw that. That was that was a gift, wasn't it?
Well, it's indicative, though. I mean, if the guns were the issue, there would be no FBI to give out a crime report because we would have killed them too.
Well, let's let our listeners in on the secret. We have more guns in the hands of honest gun owners in the United States than ever before. Record gun ownership all across the country. If somebody says, oh, gun ownership's declining, they're lying to you.
Yeah.
And yet we have reduced rates of crime and firearms homicide and overall homicide are dropping. So if guns are supposed to cause crime, they're clearly failing at the job.
Yeah. That's,
that's
an indicator that, of course, nobody's going to pay attention to that on the gun grabbing side. But, we can sit here and worry about that. But for the time being, I think they pretty much hung themselves on gun control this year.
Well, they, have they hung themselves? They've certainly attached themselves to it. We'll talk about Beto probably when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I think that, yes, they are deeply wedded to gun control. I think there are financial reasons behind that. Do the facts matter? I think the mainstream media will let the Democrat candidates run on gun control, and they will simply fail to bring up the facts. You know, perception is reality when it comes to politics. Politicians can say to urban women, I'm saving your children by disarming you. Well, I'm disarming you. It's not at all clear that I'm disarming any criminals, and yet we see that with increasing gun ownership, we do see crime and violence decrease.
Well, I thought it was a big tell when they were discussing the red flag orders what was his name? Buck. He got out there and wanted to attach an amendment to it where they could red flag the known gang members.
Right.
I said, oh no, that's a due process issue. No, we can't be doing that. That's a due process issue.
Isn't that just Bill, you have a concealed carry permit. That makes you one of the most law-abiding members of society, of any society, of any group on the planet. Someone can red flag you.
Sure.
But a known gang member with repeat offenses? Oh, no. That would violate due process. I'm thinking this is about politics, not about crime.
It's always about politics. It's never about crime. As a matter of fact, I would be interested to see. You know, the Democrats have killed gun control themselves more than once.
Right.
Because this is a campaign issue.
Yes.
And if they actually got what they wanted, then the campaign issue goes away. And, I don't think they want the campaign issue to go away. But then again, they're being steered hard left now by the squad, and pretty soon they're going to have Pelosi on a leash, and we'll just have to watch them continue to denigrate themselves as they're not Democrats anymore at all. But before we run out of time, Rob writes. He's a writer by trade, half of his trade, and he writes at Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where it starts. From there, it goes out to ClashDaily.com. And then from there, it goes out to Ammoland.com. Whenever I say Clash Daily, I don't think you guys understand that for Giles to have Rob writing for him, Giles has got to like you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DeSantisBuilder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. That sounded correct that time. I'm talking to Rob Morse. I was just in the middle of a break. I don't know if you do it. And I'm too busy with it being taken up. You know, it's part of my day. Doing all the social media stuff.
Right.
I really wish I didn't have to do social media stuff. I mean, I really wish I didn't have to do it, because sometimes when you're trying to engage the people you're engaging with, I just don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, our friend Beto O'Rourke, candidate for president for the, or yeah, potential candidate running in
right.
the general. I think he outed himself a little more than he intended. You know, I've always wondered if gun control was being used by Democrats to raise money. It hasn't given Beto a bump in the polls. But did it help him raise money? He puts it in his emails and in his mailers saying, I'm for you. And it helps him raise his standing on a national platform. His campaign gets more money. But I think the truth is a little more direct than that. Has he ever gotten above 3%?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think you're polling higher.
But he asked other Democratic candidates who are running for president to adopt the anti-gun proposals that he endorses, and then to also endorse the Bloomberg-backed group March for Our Lives. To me, that sounds like a candidate swan song, and billionaire Michael Bloomberg is probably paying him to carry his gun control proposals. I mean, why wait until you're elected to seek endorsements and, lobby for bills, take kickbacks? I think these Democrat candidates are available to the highest bidder today. I really wonder what our friend Dan Zimmerman will say about Beto's proposal.
I don't know. I sit here sometimes and I'm trying to figure out what's real and what isn't real with these guys.
Right.
A lot of their stuff is such a subterfuge. It's a fictitious play. It's a show. It's a piece of fiction where they're trying to push this stuff. And, I mean, you have to think that somebody that is intelligent enough to get out there and start a campaign and run for an office and direct a campaign, even though they're actually hiring people to do some of this stuff for them. But they still are the ones that are making the final, you know, the final decisions here and there. Somebody that can get that involved in anything, you have to think they actually know the data.
Or they know how the data is perceived.
Well, I mean, or they know how to change the perception of the data.
Right. Right. Right.
So, but I mean, all of that, when I take all of that into consideration, though.
Yeah.
I still see them. Like, they have to know that Trump can call whatever national leader he wants to call, and they can discuss whatever they want to discuss, no matter how distasteful it may be. He can't be pushing out, he can't be pushing out anything that's classified, but he can definitely discuss whatever he feels like discussing, whenever he feels like discussing it, with a counterpart. Because you would presume that the counterpart also has a secure line and all that other nonsense. And they know it, and yet they're going along with this impeachment. They'll look at something that says no coercion was involved, and they'll read that and they'll say, obviously, coercion was involved. Straight faced and everything.
Right.
So I just, you know, with the Betos, and I'm going to refer to him as Beta, as in beta male, because the guy that gets out there and talks this kind of talk about guns with the high velocity, high impact rounds, dude's never pulled a trigger in his life. I can tell you that right now.
Well, his dad is extremely wealthy. He bought his seat in Congress, and yeah, he's never had to do much for himself, let alone defend his family. Those guys are all bought and paid for by dad.
So when I sit here and I try to figure out what's what, I must admit, I sometimes have a big question mark in my head, because when they had an opportunity in 2009,
right?
Am I to believe that the House of Representatives and the Senate and Obama could not say to themselves, let's just ban guns while we're here and get that over with and out of the way, send me something and I'll sign it? And they couldn't have tried to do that while they were trying to get Obamacare. They couldn't have done that. They can't chew gum and walk at the same time. Is that what I'm to believe?
I suspect it is a bit like the Republicans who voted against Obamacare many times when they had control of Congress, but had Obama in the White House, it was a show vote.
Right.
And now that they're in control, they're getting paid by Big Pharma to maintain the status quo.
Could be. I mean, politicians. I was about to say Republicans, and I was about to say Democrats. Let's just say politicians. They're a fun bunch. They are a fun bunch. The entirety of them, they need to be all kicked out. We need to start with people that don't even know what they're doing, because I dare say they could do any worse than the politicians we have in office today.
I don't think politicians were intended to stay in office.
No.
My wife studied politics intensely as a profession, and she said, yeah, you know what? When in doubt, vote against the incumbent. As strange as that sounds, unless the incumbent has really done good work, it's safer just to sweep them out. Keep
right.
And
we're going to the break. We're headed to the break. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is being subpoenaed by House Democrats in the growing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Giuliani is being investigated for pressuring Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Speaking at the White House to reporters on Monday, the president says House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff from California is targeting him specifically.
He actually took words and made it up. The reason is when he saw my call to the president of Ukraine, it was so good that he couldn't quote from it.
Bond is being denied for the suspect accused in the shooting death of a Southeast Texas sheriff's deputy. The judge made the decision on Monday during Robert Solis' court appearance on capital murder charges. Harris County prosecutors say Solis shot the deputy during a traffic stop on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line. That's the home of Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Rob Morse.
Bill, I want to bring some good news. We talked about how crazy politicians can be.
Yes, sir.
I saw some things out of a politician's mouth and out of a judge's mouth that were such good news. I want to share them in case you missed. If you pick this one up on Friday, we'll shut it down. A Michigan Republican assemblyman said, you know, that gun control zone, that plastic sign that you slap up on a government building. In fact, even on a private building, it makes you liable if someone you disarmed is injured by someone who didn't obey the law. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. Let me quote the guy. I have presumed that no one will have a gun inside a gun-free zone. And the claim is that I'll be safe. They're telling me, don't worry. This is a gun-free zone. You're perfectly safe in here, when we know that's not the case. This, close quote, this assemblyman is a firearms instructor. And he goes, wait a minute. 98% of the mass violence that we see occurs in gun-free zones. All that plastic sign does is let the company claim now that it wasn't their fault. We put up a plastic sign. He goes, that's liability turned backwards. We need to make it so that if you put up that sign, you assume the liability of keeping your customers safe.
I agree. I agree. And if they, I mean, see, I would prefer to go, I mean, if I'm going somewhere and I'm armed, and I'm armed most of the time, and I go somewhere and I show up and it is a true gun-free zone in the state in which I live, the odds are if it actually has the correct sign, it doesn't have the correct sign all over the place.
Right.
Which makes it void.
Oh, it's a wannabe gun-free zone, but not
right.
Quite.
No. And I'm not going in there because what am I going to do with the gun?
Yeah, right.
And I mean, I don't have the time now if it's a built, like if it's a shopping mall. Now, here in the upstate of South Carolina, we have a shopping mall called Haywood Mall. And it's by the same company that ran the shopping mall in El Paso, Simon. And
Wow. They
try to make them gun-free zones, except the problem is they can only control the entrances that are not to the stores that are at the anchor stores.
Right.
So up here, everybody complied except for JCPenney. JCPenney would not put the signs on the doors. So finally they abandoned the program. But 9 times out of 10 around here, when somebody puts a no guns allowed sign up, they put the incorrect one up, which also makes that null and void. It's just wishful thinking. So,
right.
You know, but there should be a penalty or a liability placed on somebody. If I go into somebody, maybe I want to go see, like in the hotels at SHOT Show. Those hotels, because they have casinos in every one of them, they have little miniature armies down there in those hotels.
Right.
Armed to the teeth, those guys. And, I mean, so I have a reasonable expectation. You can walk down the middle of the Las Vegas Strip with a gun hanging out around your neck, but you can't go into any of the buildings on the Las Vegas Strip with a gun.
Right.
So what are you going to do? But in most of these buildings that you go into, they have a heavily armed guard presence.
I just came back from Arizona.
Right.
I like what they said. This Michigan assemblyman said, by the way, this regulation would apply to government buildings as well. If you want to pay your water bill, no gun, you put up the signs, great. You're now liable. You better have some armed guards in there, because if anything happens, if a woman's attacked by her ex, if there's a domestic dispute, you're liable. Now what he didn't include here, but what they do include in Arizona is, you want to put up that gun-free zone, a courthouse, let's say, you have to have a place where lawful gun owners can check their firearms, and you, little state government, will have to ensure the security of those firearms. I like it, and it works in Arizona.
See, I want to buy a bank of like lock cages and go somewhere and set one of those up, be a bonded gun sitter. something like that would be, they don't want to spend any money, but you know, some of these guys, some of the reasons around here, you know, you'll go into a place, it's a ladies boutique, and they got a gun-free zone sign on the front of the door, and they don't have it for any other reason than they think, well, if we put this up here, we won't have any of these icky guns up here. The reasoning for doing it is silly, and giving them a little taste of liability is great.
It is. Will it pass? I'm not sure. Will it get past the governor? Probably not. Is it the right thing to do, both in a criminological sense? People would be safer if where we disarm them, we also protect them. Great idea. A lot of small governments would say, well, we can't afford to protect them. Okay, mayor, take down the signs. Let us protect ourselves. We know that the status quo of putting up gun-free zone signs where we disarm the honest people is about the worst possible solution. So
Did Wisconsin pass the liability law?
Ooh, I remember that, but I'm not sure that it.
I'm not either.
I think there were some wrinkles that it never actually took effect the way it was intended.
Oh well. Oh well, they're long past that now. They no more Scott Walker for them. They're deep blue now. So. Oh well.
When we come back. The Nevada Supreme Court shocked me.
Okay.
Because they said, these domestic violence restraining orders, and in fact, you were convicted because your wife says you shouted at her, therefore that's domestic violence, therefore no guns forever for life. They go, wait a minute. That's a misdemeanor. That was just in front of a judge. No, we can't disarm you that way. That's you really do need due process if we're going to remove your rights for life, even though the crime may only be a small infraction, a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that when we come back.
That's good for me. Rob Morse, of course, he also does a podcast. He does the Polite Society podcast, which is the name alone encapsulates everything I do. The Polite Society podcast, which is the ensemble podcast of Rob and Paul and a few other people. And then he does the very unique in the United States Today self-defense gun stories podcast, which is a forensic examination of an actual armed self-defense encounter with an armed self-defense instructor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, student of the Red Dot site,
and an appreciative listener to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Oh.
You gave me a inspired me last week when I was on, you know, that pickup show on Thursday, to think about what it means that policemen could come to our door and seize our guns. Well, I was just following orders. Really? We've heard that before. You've met police officers. I've met them.
Sure.
And they said, look, I'd never go. I don't know a cop that would. But I've also met officers who said, yeah, if they tell me, I'm coming. And it's a slippery slope. Bill, you have the same experience? You've met both kinds?
I haven't met the grabber type. But I'm sure there are some out there without a doubt. But I'm just as sure that they would get it and say, listen, this is a job. This is the job.
Right.
But that's the same thing as saying I'm following orders as far as I'm concerned.
Now, and you inspired me because you have that experience. But, well, let's give a little context here. We've had several Democrat presidential candidates call for mandatory gun confiscation. What's shocking is that none of the Democrat candidates running for president denounced that. So sooner or later, a guy in blue is going to have to carry that out. And what's the officer get told? Well, he was a danger to himself or others. Of course, that's not exactly what the complaint said. And that's not what the judge ruled. They're all these little lies, distortions of the truth, as the story gets passed from the estranged wife to the divorce lawyer to the prosecutor to the judge, and then finally to the lieutenant and then to the policeman who's got to kick down the door at 3 a.m. But that's how SWAT teams end up at somebody's door in the middle of the night. That's the reality of an extreme risk protection order.
Well, I think what we're going to see is there's going to be some people that are going to consider violence protection orders or red flag orders or anything else. Right now, like in Florida right now, they're just rubber stamping them. I could show up right now and go, hey, I don't even live here, and I think that guy's a danger. And they'd be like, good enough for me. And then, right. Serve a red flag order. He might be homeless. He might not even have a toothbrush. They're going to serve a red flag on him. And at some point, the thing about this kind of thing can only go on so long, and it's going to build the critical mass, and then it's going to violently lurch back to constitutionality. And it's that violent lurch that should be worrying for the left.
Well, I think it should be worrisome for the police officer who execute these raids.
Oh, absolutely.
Today.
Yeah, it absolutely should be, yes.
I mean, we've got millions of gun owners in the U.S., hundreds of millions. The issue that I see is, look, 40% of households have a gun. Half of marriages end in divorce. The word honest and divorce attorney don't belong anywhere near each other.
Nope.
And there's no penalty for lying in family court. So the stage is just set to SWAT your ex. And we've seen that play out already.
Have you ever been divorced? I mean, I've divorced one time.
No.
And I've been through the family court system. And, I mean, it's like watching, trying to see which one of these jousters is the most vicious liar. Who's the most effective, vicious, believable liar. And it's an interesting thing to watch unfold, especially when they're sitting there, they're talking about you, and they're saying things, well... They're saying all this stuff that you know hasn't ever happened, and you're just sitting there sort of, what are these boys talking about? So anyway, yeah, it's fun to be in a divorce court.
No, it's horrible.
I'm glad I got my divorce in the 80s instead of today, because I don't think I could handle it now.
We've already seen it go really, really wrong. We've had policemen shot when they break into the wrong house. We've had innocent homeowners killed when cops stormed into their homes in the middle of the night. Now, fortunately, some of the police officers are on trial for those murders. And I think more police officers will be charged as we see more gun confiscation orders. We'll finally ask the question if qualified immunity can apply to an unjust law. And we've got these laws being challenged in courts all across the country. And the cop's going to sit there and go, I was just following orders. Well, we said that at Nuremberg. And I thought as a planet, we said, oh, stop that. Never again. It wasn't justified then. It isn't justified now. And Bill, you handed this to me. I have to give you thanks.
Oh, sure.
Watch this twist in court, you know. We put the lieutenant on the stand. Tell me, lieutenant, what would you do if someone broke into your home in the middle of the night? By the way, I have these sworn statements from the concealed carry students you trained. You said that an innocent person should stop the immediate threat and then retreat until they can summon help. Oh, and by the way, here's a similar sworn statement by your ex-wife. You know, wow, this could get really serious really fast. Gun confiscation is playing with fire. Both police officers and innocent gun owners are going to – people that don't even own a gun are going to get burned.
Well, you know, the thing
just because you don't own it doesn't mean your wife won't accuse you.
The thing I think the law enforcement, I really wish they would take into consideration. They botch a lot of these warrants. They go in on the wrong places all the time. And one day they're it's already happened in a few cases where they go into the wrong place and they just get their clocks cleaned.
Right.
And I would think in the interest of their own self-preservation, they would dot those I's and cross those T's and make sure that whatever they're going to do, you know, even though they don't get to dress up like ninjas very often, I would try to refrain from doing that. Do it in the daylight, right, where everybody can see everybody coming. And, you know, you do it early in the morning when everybody's going to work or something.
Right.
You know?
Get the guy as he goes to his car.
Sure.
Not everything needs to be a no-knock raid in the middle of the night. What drives me crazy is that concealed carriers, again, are the safest sub-segment of society we can find on the planet. They're the most law-abiding, least violent. Guys, drop them a phone call at work. You know, hey, you're being served. It's a mess. On your way home, make sure you're ungunned. Give us a call. The cops will be there. We'll sort this out. That way, nothing violent can happen. The government is a really blunt tool. Don't go probing around and hurt people with it. If SWAT cops are at the door, then if that's your answer, then it's definitely you're asking the wrong question.
Yep. All right, boss. Well, I guess I'll be seeing you in, about 2 days?
Yes, sir. See you Thursday night.
Very good. And, of course, go check out Slow Facts WordPress blog. Go check out FlashDaily.com. Go check out Amoland.com and look for Rob there. In addition to his podcast, the Police Society podcast and Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. And you'll see him in the video that I'll be shooting down there. We're down around Santee, Reevesville. I'm not exactly sure where we're going to be, but I'll be filming some of that stuff. And you'll get to see Mr. Dean and Mr. Morse and myself and whoever else wants to jump in front of the camera. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
I'm looking forward to it, Bill. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
A way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.